record.
And thank you, Jennifer. I will call to order the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting to order for February 2nd, 2026. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Goodness, they're here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, here.
City of Seward? You said he was going to join a few minutes late. Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers is here. I thought Tony Izzo was going to join.
Okay. Golden Valley Electric Association?
Smillion here.
The Rail Belt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkin here.
Okay, Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, public roll call for all others present, please.
Okay, is there anyone else on the phone from Homer Electric Association? It doesn't look like it. Okay, then we'll go to Chugach Electric Association. Okay, how about Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price here.
Karen Bell.
Okay, next we'll go to Matanuska Electric Association. Oh, and I did notice Brian Hickey just joined.
I did, thank you.
Okay, and that so Matanuska Electric Association, is there anyone from Matanuska?
David Pease.
Okay, thanks. And then we'll go to Golden Valley Electric Association.
Daniel Heckman.
And we'll go to the attorney for the RTO.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves. Here.
Thank you. And then if there's others that are on the Teams meeting and would like to identify themselves, please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Governor's office.
Thank you. Okay, and I also see that Jessica Sperler is on the Teams meeting as well. And there's nobody in the boardroom, just me. So.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Do we have anybody on the phone by chance, the public line?
There is nobody on the phone.
All right, excellent. All right, we'll move on to item number four, the approval of the agenda. We get a motion for that.
Move to approve, Hickey.
Curtis Stair, second.
Thank you. Any modifications or questions about the agenda? Hearing and seeing none. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Stair, yes.
Chugach Electric Association? Okay, Chugach Electric Association.
Austin Miller, yes.
The City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. That moves us on to item number five, public comments. If there are any public comments, please.
Okay, if there's anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. And there is nobody in the room, and there is nobody on the phone line. So there's no public comments, Chair.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, next we'll move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from January 16th and January 23rd, 2026. If we can get a motion to approve those minutes.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve both sets of minutes.
Brian Hickey, second.
Anybody have any changes to the minutes as they were in our board packet? Hearing and seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to approve the minutes for January 16th and January 23rd, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes. For the record, I just joined the meeting at the prior to the motion being made.
Okay, thank you. Golden Valley Electric Association?
Julian, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to old business, item 7A, open access transmission tariff, RCA docket U2528. Tina, if you can give us an update on that, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Since our last meeting, we continue to prepare for hearing, including working on our witness list, budget, statement of issues, and any errata that may be needed. I have matters related to these topics and possible next steps in docket U2528 to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members, or that are confidential under state, federal, or local law. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. Any questions for Tina? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 7B, technical subcommittee update. Is John online? I didn't see him. Seeing that nobody from the technical subcommittee is on right now, I guess we will skip that one and we'll just move on to the tariff subcommittee. So, Daniel Heckman, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. The tariff subcommittee has not met really since the last governance committee meeting, so I really have no update to give. We have elected to pause our meetings until after the hearing at the RCA is concluded, just to give people the ability to provide support to their respective entities as well as the RTO throughout that process. So we're pausing any work in meetings until that time period, but in reviewing the work plan that we have set out for that subcommittee, we're still at overall a pretty good pace and status. So we don't think the work on the business practices will be negatively impacted by pausing the meetings until after the hearing is concluded. But so nothing really too new to report, but just to let everyone know that we will all be pausing those meetings until after the hearing is concluded.
Thank you. Any questions for Daniel? Thank you, Daniel. Moving on to 7D. Oh, there's John. So that's the Daniel. Hey, John, just wanted to check with you. Do you have any updates for the technical subcommittee?
Yeah, no, I do not, other than we have moved all the meetings to the first week in March just due to the hearing. So I won't have any updates until after the hearing.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Any questions for John at all? Sounds like both of the committees have paused until we get into the hearings. All right. Thank you, John. All right. Then that will move us, as we're leapfrogging a little bit, back to the Finance Subcommittee update. Karen, if you can take that one, please.
The Finance Subcommittee has met since the last Governance Committee meeting. Well, actually, I think the last one was Monday, so we met last week. The Finance Subcommittee met to discuss updating the budget for contractual services for the RTO for this fiscal year. We will be recommending an update to the budget of $550,000 at the next RTO Governance Committee meeting so it can be on the agenda. As a reminder, the original budget did not include costs associated with the hearing, and also did not include a contract for New Gen Strategies and Solutions, who the RTO has hired to support the annual transmission revenue requirement template. We do want you to understand that it is difficult to estimate the costs for hearing, and the subcommittee recommendation we do believe is conservative. We expect the budget increase to support the hearing prep and costs associated with the hearing, but anticipate we likely will need to come back to the governance committee for a budget increase to support the work after hearing. We thought it would be more appropriate to budget conservatively and then return to the governance committee with an additional request once we had a full picture of our spend after the hearing. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Karen? Not seeing any. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
That'll move us on to item 8, executive session, for the reasons that Tina had mentioned earlier. So if we can get a motion to go into executive session, please.
Arthur Miller, I'll move to go into executive session as discussed by Tina Grovier.
Thank you, Arthur, is there a second?
Brian Hickey, second.
Any discussion on the matter? Hearing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session, please.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The motion carries, Chair, and we'll go into executive session. You're back on the record.
Thank you. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by Bylaw Section 5.12.2, to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. With that, that will move us to, I don't have the agenda in front of me, adjournment, unless there's any member comments. Seeing no comments, I would get a motion to adjourn.
Curtis, there, AEA. Curtis, adjourn, Curtis, there.
Is there Sarah Lamb, my second.
Thank you. Jennifer, could you do a roll call vote to adjourn, please?
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Sarah Lamb, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association, and I believe Mr. Miller left during at the end of executive session, and the City of Seward. Mr. Hickey also left at the end of executive session. So the motion carries, Chair.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Everybody.